This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From the Delta Marriott, headquarters for the visit of the 45th President of the United States, Donald Trump, today, back in Fargo. I'm really thinking it's time to move the White House to North Dakota. I mean, the cabinet's here, the president's here, the vice president's here. It's nonstop. Plus, look at the kind of help they can hire in D.C., writing anonymous op-eds and whatnot. Don't you think, Todd? I mean, I think that'd be good economic development. You could, put in Bismarck, be centrally located. And
I think the 94 and 29 traffic is a lot better than the Capitol Beltway traffic problems, though.
Governor Burgum and the legislature busy trying to reinvent government. Maybe they could, get a little more efficient with how they use the space in the Capitol. And it could be, that could be the office tower, a shared tower,
And then they get some time out of there and go hunting and fishing once in a while and enjoy life too.
Exactly right. Yeah, I'm only half serious, ladies and gentlemen. I tell you, that'd be the best way to fix that mess. I mean, the mess is really entrenched Washington. That's the swamp. That's the deep state. Is entrenched Washington. Okay, and if you could extract yourself from that, a lot of the craziness goes away. So when I talk to the president today, I'm going to ask him, just so you know, Todd. Oh, wait a minute. I don't know that I'll be talking to him. Well, I could shout it out like one of those hecklers. Move to North Dakota. Should I try that?
Yeah. Hold your cell phone up in the air and just start barking out a bunch
of
stuff.
Could be one of those look at me types that we see
there
these days.
Go.
Yeah, they've been living at the Kavanaugh hearings, so I'll take their place. Anyway, we have a great show today. It's going to be a lot of fun for sure. Congressman Kevin Cramer will join us for the Talk Radio Town Hall. That moved from Wednesday to Friday this week. Worked out perfect with the visit of the president today, and of course he'll be spending a lot of quality time with the president today. I don't know if you saw this, Todd, but they announced yesterday they've raised over $1 million at this event. $1 million. And, what Kevin obviously was very proud of is the vast majority of that's from North Dakota. You know, I mean, that's pretty extraordinary.
Is that a bunch of national
people
barking out orders? I'm going to give you $1 million, but we expect to vote later on. None of that.
Chuck Schumer said, I need to give you money, so you got to do this. Yeah. I don't know how that goes. So we'll have that. We have Donald Trump Jr. here. Coming up in a few minutes. Donald Trump Jr., of course, the president's son, and a lot to cover with him related to this trip and what's going on and politics. He himself will be coming back for the North Dakota Petroleum Council's annual meeting in Fargo on September 24th through the 26th. And on Tuesday morning, he's speaking of that. So if you haven't signed up yet for the North Dakota Petroleum Council annual meeting, but by the way, they have an incredible lineup. I mean, they really do. And it's pretty extraordinary what's going on right now. The technology, the way things are happening, the innovation is just nonstop. So there's going to be some great speakers talking about all of that. And Donald Trump Jr. will be one of them. And also Harold Hamm will join us today on the program. Harold, of course, a good friend of the president's, been advising him all along on energy policy. And we'll talk a little bit about that and how that's working out and the trade deals and some of the other things that are happening right now. So and more with Harold Hamm coming up on the program. Our telephone number is 800-228-0550 today on the program, 800-228-0550. If you could, what question would you ask the president? What advice would you give the president? I'd like to know what you think would most help him, advice that, would be good for implementing the agenda. But if you don't like him, I don't like him. I don't like him because he's too brash. He's too, braggadocious. And everything's always the best and the greatest. And which the alternative, of course, is Things are bad, terrible, oh, awful. They're not that good. They're only okay. I mean, if that's his worst sin, to be a little bit of a bragger, again, look at the results, not the process. But anyway, say you don't like him. He's a bragger. You don't like him. What do you suggest he do? What would change your opinion of him? What would make you feel differently about him? President's in North Dakota lands in a couple of hours. We might as well share our best advice here on the program we call What's on Your Mind. Don't you think? I think so. So answers to those questions, welcome at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. If you're on your way to the event, give us a call. Let us know where you're coming from. Just talk to some folks that are coming down from Antler, North Dakota. All excited. Also just met some folks here from Edgeley, North Dakota. Gene Martin, he was the guy that did all those famous Make America Great Again, in the field. What do you call those, Ted? Not crop circles, but, you know, when they actually say something in the field. Gene Hansen from Edgeley's here. And he brought a young man with him, a 17-year-old, from Edgeley, just because he wanted him to experience all this. What was his name again, Crystal? The youngster? Braden. Didi? Something like that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, shout out to those folks from Edgeley. But if you're out and around, let us know. Vern's on the phone here at 800-228-0550. 258-0550. Text Todd 226-8503 or text me 367-2054. Your question or comment, Vern, go ahead.
I'm wondering what your thoughts are on having the Republican Party pay for the security of the visit of President Trump today in Fargo.
I think it's appropriate when it's a fundraiser. Yeah, and they've already said that was the plan all along. Unfortunately, the Fargo Forum thinks that's more newsworthy than the president himself coming. They're obsessed with this. They tried to make a big deal out of it last time and say the mayor wanted to know. The mayor didn't want to know. They were calling the mayor. So that's kind of a swamp news, swamp / fake media story. But certainly when it's for a fundraiser, not an official visit, I think that that's appropriate and they plan to do it.
Okay, thank you.
Were you expecting a different answer or something, Vern? Oh, okay. I don't think that when it's an official visit, when it's not a quote-unquote fundraiser. In other words, it's for an open to the public, everybody come, big rally event for the following reason. The President of the United States coming to town is an event. And I'm always amazed that these questions are only important when Republican presidents come. Nobody asked them when Barack Obama is here campaigning for Heidi Heitkamp at their convention. Bill Clinton campaigning for Hillary Clinton. I think he was here twice. He was here right before the election and then later as well. I remember at Roe Farms, he was there pretty much incoherent. Were those, given they were political events for Senator Heitkamp, important that be reimbursed? I just think it's a petty game. Why do we waste our time on that stuff? Mike, in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Going on about how much it costs to have President Trump come to town, but yet a month ago there was a political rally in town, and they had a parade for one day, and it was a whole week-long event, and I was wondering what the cost to the city was for that. It was called Gay Pride Week.
Yeah, you could play this game all day long, right? If you want to say, well, okay, did you need to have that event? No, well, you want to, fine. You know, First Amendment, great, but we need to provide security.
Right. But that was every bit of political event that this would be.
You're right. Yeah, you're right. I don't know how much cost there would be to law enforcement. For that, compared to, obviously, I pulled up here.
You have fire protection and police protection and street department and cleaning up after everyone's done, and there's all kinds of costs.
Yeah. You're right. There's some cost there. I don't know if it'd be as much as a presidential visit, but I take your point. I take your point. I just think that this is silly. I think
absolutely.
Look, you have events in communities, things go on,
and law enforcement's provided. You know, I mean, in the case of the president, it is a lot. I mean, I was here at 6:30 this morning setting up our equipment at the hotel here, the Delta Marriott, and there were half a dozen police officers in the parking lot. You know, already, and there's a a swarm of them here. This just comes with the president. That's a good thing for North Dakota. You know, it isn't something we ought to complain about. What makes me mad is I don't think taxpayers are out there doing that. I want to say to the Fargo Forum, if you'd spend as much time worrying about what the security costs are of a presidential visit rather than the news of the actual visit, how about spending some time on, property taxes, on special assessments? I mean, if you're worried about the taxpayer and having to fork out things, I mean, start digging into what we pay money for, you know?
The forum has no interest in the worries of the taxpayer.
Well, they claim to, but I think it's more about bashing Donald Trump on this round.
Exactly.
But, yeah, I hear you, Mike. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Others, welcome. 258-0550. Our local telephone number. Donald Trump Jr., our exclusive interview, coming up ahead of the president's visit today on What's On Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Did you know you now get more speed with new Speedrower SP windrowers from your Northern Region New Holland dealers? New Holland's new high-speed transport option gives you road speeds up to 24 miles per hour, the fastest in the industry. So you spend less time on the road and more time cutting crop. And there's no need to swivel your seat with New Holland, so you get the same industry-leading visibility and comfort you have when working in the field. See the Speedrower SP windrower at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
From the Dakota Lazy J Ranch to your table. All natural, grass-finished beef. Sylvester's on the line. He's learned a lot in his lifetime of raising cattle. Tell me why grass-finished beef is so much better for me.
Grass-finished beef, as I found out, it's high in omega-3 oils. When you grain feed cattle in a feedlot, those oils in the meat are omega-6s, which come from corn, basically, and grains. And the only way you get omega-3 oils is by feeding the livestock grass, green forage. Your nervous system coating is omega-3s. If you go to diseases that people get, like MS, Parkinson's, the breakdown of that nerve coating, we eat, you know, mostly grain-finished beef, so we're heavy on omega-6s, and we don't have the omega-3s to give us that nerve coating that we need.
From the Dakota Lazy Ranch in Morristown, South Dakota, to your table, call 605-524-3472, 605-524-3472, or on Facebook at Dakota Lazy J Ranch.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's very clear our love is here to stay. Not for a year, but ever and a day. The radio and the telephone.
It's very clear. Radio, love affair, it continues. Us and you. Thank you so much. Me and Maria. I got to get my wife in, too. Todd, here's your chance. Right here. What is that noise?
My chance.
Yeah, your chance to, you know. Who's like singing right now? Do you hear somebody singing in the background?
It ain't
sounds
me.
Sounds like somebody singing in the shower. Oh, ooh, ooh, ooh. Daniel, are you singing right now?
Like maybe you guys are clubbing a seal over there. What the heck?
Were you hearing that, or was that just in my ear?
I was hearing that.
Okay, all right.
I was hearing that, but it ain't over here.
Hearing voices. Anyway, this is the time when you say, "Carrie, love you."
Daniel's just digging the music.
Carrie, love you. Yeah, yeah. Anyway, I tried to help my brother out. North Dakota Safety Council. That's what we're going to talk about right now. They are saving lives every day. And here is a prime example. I've said I want to do this. I have not done it. I think Phil Parker did, actually, to his credit. I have not had a chance to do it yet. But CPR, AED, first aid training saves lives. It's about 30% of people that actually feel confident helping somebody during a cardiac emergency. Your employees are part of that 30%. They got to be trained today. You meet the OSHA requirements. You equip your employees with the confidence to act in emergency. And they offer the only nationally recognized certification that meets all OSHA first aid requirements. All of them. Course prepares you to respond to choking, breathing, cardiac emergencies. Learn how to use an automated external defibrillator. That's the AED. In conjunction with the CPR. I wish more than anything that I was better equipped with all of those things. Especially when it's as simple as ndsc.org. Click on the training icon at the very top of the page and you're in and you're scheduled. And you have that knowledge for life. ndsc.org. Save a life. Get that training. 22 past the hour on What's on Your Mind. Question of the day. If you had a chance, what would you ask the president? What advice do you think he needs to hear? Text Todd, 367. Text me, 367-2054. Text Todd at 226-8503. Scott, how many presidents have come to Fargo? Did the city ask for a refund on security? I don't know, but I'm about ready to do some research to expose the idiocy of this obsession of the Fargo Forum and WDAY, because it's very telling. But texture says, I love, more love. We're getting more love, just like Frank Sinatra. Love the show. Go Trump. I live in Texas City, Texas, and drive a truck through Fargo weekly, says James. We have a Texas listener, Todd. How about that? He does the loop, does the Texas-North Dakota loop, and he's listening to us. Now, remember, James is his name. James, when you go back to Texas, all you got to do is fire up the app, and you can hear us. So check that out on the website, and it's nice and easy. Don says, I would like to invite Donald Trump Jr. to hunt pheasants with me on our farm near Regent. Oh, my gosh. Wonder if I could go along. I'd be the water boy. I'd get everybody well hydrated. Can you provide an address where I would send an invitation? This could be a private trip if he does not want publicity. Make America great again. Yeah, Donald Trump Jr. is, of course, a big-time hunter. And we're going to talk about that in our interview. We actually recorded the interview yesterday. That's why we asked on Facebook for your questions. So we're going to play that here in a couple of minutes. But we did talk about the hunting. I know Ron Ness has a few ideas because I mentioned to him, hey, you know, you're coming a little early, missing pheasant season, but how about you come back? So I did put that in, and I know Ron has as well. And I would suggest, Don, that you coordinate with maybe Ron Ness or Kevin Kramer, who obviously will be part of that event as well, so they can get the word. All right, let's go to Dolores in Minot. We're headed for Minot. Is that next week we're in Minot? I always lose track of Crystal. Is it next week or week after? Yeah, we'll be up there for the Dakota Hope Clinic's big annual banquet. And I'm emceeing it, believe it or not. And so very much looking forward to that. Going to be a grand old time. Also doing a candidate forum in Watford City one night as well. Wednesday? Yeah. 19th? Yeah. Okay. So we'll be up there. Dolores in Minot. What's on your mind?
I want to do a hats off to Mike Lindell with his pillows. A week or two ago, there was a shooting in a townhouse at Stanley, North Dakota, and the bullet went through the wall, through the headboard, and went through the lady's pillow, with her head being about 1 inch away. Nobody was injured, but it had been said that she had my pillows, and so Mike Lindell generously sent them two new pillows and two pillowcases. And that's a wonderful gesture on his part.
He is a walking miracle.
Yeah.
In many, many ways. Great story. I mean, it's been 3 days, as he did recently, with Congressman Kevin Cramer in Bismarck, and talked to New Song Church and did that big event at Shiloh. And, you know, his testimony is amazing. His recovery story is amazing. I mean, it's just it's really neat. I didn't hear about this, though. I didn't know about that. Todd, did you know about that? Did I just miss that news story that day about the townhouse shooting in Stanley with a bullet into the pillow? Oh, my God.
Yeah, I haven't heard that one, but
it came through the wall during the middle of the night.
Wow.
And
wow.
The fellows on the other side were arrested. I don't know if they've singled out who really did it, but they were so blessed they called the police right away, and it was wonderful that they neither.
Was it ever? No, no kidding. And we'll pass along your kudos to Mike Dolores. That was nice of you to call, okay?
Yeah, well, I just thought it should be something that lots of people should hear about how wonderful a person he is to honor somebody by giving them a gift like that.
Yeah, they're incredible. They give away a lot of pillows.
We really knew that My Pillow is a lifesaver, but not to that extent.
No kidding. Yeah, now we got a new lifesaver story.
I have my pillows, by the way. My both me and my husband do.
God bless you, Dolores. Todd and I will be able to eat tonight now. Thank you so much. We appreciate you. Take care. You bet. Justin in Fargo, you're next on What's On Your Mind.
Yeah, I guess somebody showed me a website or something where they're keeping track of Trump's golfing. They said he golfed 150 days and it cost $77 million, and it kind of ticked me off because I'm a fiscal conservative.
You mean, yeah, you think it's, well, when you say it costs that amount of money, I mean, anywhere the president goes costs money. So the president is the president 24/7, even when he golfs. So, you know, the security is going to be there anyway. Related to his golf, I think that's a big part of how Donald Trump works. I mean, Lindsey Graham, I don't know if you remember some of the antics that they had between the two of them where he's name-calling and everything else, and now they're, you know, a very functional relationship that started on the golf course. Rand Paul, too, and others. So I think it's a tool for the president to do what we elected him to do. So I don't worry about it at all. Guy certainly works, that's for sure.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
We're back at Big Iron this year, September 11th, 12th, and 13th at the Butler Machinery location. Stop by and say hi. Our special broadcast brought to you by Intelligent Ag, Inside RPV Services, Ant Farm, North Dakota Farm Bureau, Plains Ag, Howden Sales and Leasing, DBRB Pumpers, and Pipers. Join us at Big Iron all 3 days live with What's On Your Mind, North Dakota's most listened to radio talk show.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A better-than-expected jobs report for August released by the government this morning. It shows the economy adding 201,000 jobs last month. Analysts were predicting it was going to show 195,000 new jobs, which still would have been very strong. President Trump was talking about the economy at a campaign-style rally in Billings, Montana last night.
Unemployment is at historic lows. And more Americans are working today than ever, ever, ever before.
President Trump going after Bob Woodward's new book, Fear, Trump in the White House, in a tweet this morning calling it a scam, claiming he doesn't talk the way he was quoted in the book, and if he did, he wouldn't have been elected president. The confirmation hearing for Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh continuing today. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Listen to a radio program on the Northern Plains. This is What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hinman, live from the Delta, where Donald Trump, the 45th President of the United States, will be here shortly, and his son, who shares his name, of course, Donald Trump Jr., is on our newsmaker line. Don, welcome to What's on Your Mind. How are you?
I'm doing well, Scott. How about yourself?
Doing fantastic. Glad you're coming. Glad your dad's here today. We've, of course, been honored that there has been as many visits as there have of the president, vice president of the cabinet, and you're coming out here later this month, which we'll talk about in a little bit. I mean, North Dakota seems to be well known for being Trump country. We invented the red wave, so we're thrilled.
Well, it's great. We're happy to be able to be out there. And listen, I think my father's fulfilling his promise. I mean, he's representing the real people of this country. What I'd called during the campaign, I called it the dark zone. Basically, everywhere that's been forgotten between New York and Malibu, that, you know, that little swath of America that no one's spoken to in a good 40 or 50 years. So it's really important to do that. And he's fulfilling those promises.
We told listeners you'd be on, and we got a lot of questions, and the overwhelming majority of them had to do with your family. So your beautiful kids, you know, your brother, young Barron, you know, all the Jared Nabakas kids. I mean, the family in the middle of this hurricane, the eye of the storm that just swirls every dang day. How is the family handling all this?
You know, listen, I guess we're used to some of it. We knew it would be bad when we did this. We probably didn't have any idea exactly how bad it would be. I mean, when you see the stuff that, you know, my father deals with on a daily basis, the way they, you know, even dealing with us, it's, you know, unfortunately the other side will play by different rules. And when you have the media 100% backing you, it's a little different. But, you know, the reality is my father is getting things done. He's literally the first politician in history to get criticized for actually doing the things he said he was going to do. I mean, you know, that's the great irony of all this. But, you know, he's getting it done, but he can't do it alone. He needs, you know, he needs help. He needs people in D.C. who are going to vote with him, not they're going to obstruct, that are going to tell you what you want to hear, where you're from, you know, and then do the exact opposite, like Senator Heitkamp has done in North Dakota. You know, when you side with President Obama and Chuck Schumer, you know, on 88% of things, you are not, you know, a moderate. You are not a sort of conservative like they all pretend to be when they get on TV, you know, 6 weeks coming into election, and they go back and they become Schumer's lapdog again. That doesn't work. You know, 36% of the voters, you know, in North Dakota think Senator Heitkamp deserves to be reelected. 36%. I mean, that's a terrible approval rating. 50% think that it's time for a fresh voice in D.C. So I think Kevin Cramer is a great option. He's someone that's going to be loyal to my father. He's going to be someone that's going to make sure that the agenda, the MAGA agenda that my father is pushing through, the one that's bringing jobs back to this country, the one that's keeping people employed, the one that's giving you tax reform, that's fighting for freedom, you know, he's going to make sure that that keeps going. And I think that's really important. I think that's something that the people of North Dakota want. That's why they elected my father in 2016. But they have to realize that just because, you know, it's not a presidential election cycle and they're getting the things that they want doesn't mean that Donald Trump isn't on the ticket in 2018. He is on the ticket in November. All of his policies, all of the winning, all of the jobs, the incredible record unemployment numbers, all of those things, that's on the ticket. If Donald Trump came out for oxygen today, the Democrats would be against it. They will do anything they can to stop him from being successful because they don't want someone to come in and break up their little clique, their little, you know, cadre of, you know, nonsense that they've put together over decades. He's, my father's representing the people of this country, but that's not what D.C. is doing. That's not what they want. So it's time for a change. People have to get out. They have to stay motivated. They have to be, you know, as intense about this as they were in 2016. Get out. Volunteer. Bring your friends. Make sure to vote. You do that, we're going to keep this winning going. We're going to have this country running like a business. This is the first time since Washington that a businessman has been running these things. And guess what? It's working. So let's make sure we keep that going.
What is your favorite attribute of your dad? Everything you just described in the way of accomplishments, I completely agree with you. He, with the sheriffs the other day, he went through the list of saying, oh, okay, yeah, you know, anonymous op-ed writer. Here's what we've done, for crying out loud. But how does he do that? What is your favorite attribute of his that allows him to perform in that manner?
His tenacity. I mean, he just fights, right? He doesn't quit. He's, you know, just, he keeps going despite all odds. I mean, think about it. He's doing all of this and winning all of this and getting all of this stuff done. There is not a single economic metric where we are not better off today than we were 2 years ago. And he's doing that with the FBI nonsense. He's doing that with every Democrat fighting him. He's doing that with 95% of the media against him. You know, negative coverage 95% of the time. And he's still winning. Think of what he could do with a little bit more support. Think of what he could do with a little bit less noise, because he's doing a lot with one of the largest clouds probably ever over a presidency, because they don't want him to succeed. So, you know, I love that he keeps fighting. Listen, if there's one person in this country who didn't need this job, it's Donald Trump. Okay? He didn't need this job. He didn't need to do this. He knew exactly what was going to happen. Okay? But he did it anyway because he wanted to fight for the country that he loves, that gave him all these opportunities. He wants those opportunities to be around for his kids, his grandkids, your grandkids. Okay? That's why he did this. Okay? When I look at the Democrats, you know, I'm watching them take the side of illegal immigrants over our own citizens. Okay, of countries that hate our guts over our own thing. I mean, listen, North Dakota, you know better than anyone with just the energy stuff. They would rather take energy and oil from countries that hate our guts and send them billions of dollars rather than take it out of the ground in our own states where we employ our own people. Think of how insane that is, Scott.
Yeah.
That's their platform. I mean, they take the side of MS-13, Hamas, and illegal immigrants over Israel, over our citizens, over, I mean, day in and day out. I mean, it's like a joke. It's literally a joke when I watch this. And so, you know, we need good conservatives that will fight for America, that will put America first. The fact that it's controversial to say we're going to put America first says it all. That's all you need. The fact that that is controversial in the left wing's mind is crazy to me. Okay? We have to put I'm all for helping other people, but we have to take care of our problems first. It's like when you're going down an airplane, right? Every time you get on a plane, they say, hey, put your oxygen mask on before you take care of others around you. That's what we have to do. We have to make sure our kids get an education. We have to build up our military. We got to take care of our vets. We got to fight for our people first. Then we can help others. But until we solve those problems, we can't be putting the people who aren't citizens, the people who aren't paying taxes, the people who aren't Americans, we can't put them first. That makes no sense whatsoever. So we need someone like Kevin Cramer in the Senate. We need someone like Kelly Armstrong in Congress from North Dakota fighting with Donald Trump against this crazy left-wing agenda. Okay? We can do that, but people need to get out and they got to vote. The people who voted for my father have to recognize again that he is on the ticket this year, even if they don't think he's on the ticket.
I mean, I'm glad you're reminding people of that over and over and over again, because it's absolutely so true. Another question from a listener said, I love everything about Donald J. Trump, everything about what he's done, what he's accomplished, but I always wonder why he punches down. Why does he spend so much time with his critics?
Yeah, I think you have to. I mean, I think in this day and age, especially, don't forget, there's no sounding board fighting back, right? So much of the media is against them. You have to be able to push back against the nonsense. So I get what you're saying, but it's what he is. I mean, you have to defend yourself. You have to pat yourself on your back when you do it right, because no one else is going to do it for you if you're a conservative. If you're a liberal, look at Obama. Look at the economy today versus then. He was lauded as this great savior. He didn't do anything.
No.
Yeah. I mean, the numbers were terrible. Jobs were lost. You know, companies went abroad. Nothing worked well. And it was like he was this great economic genius. You know, now he was a community organizer. He'd never run a business in his life. He'd never employed anyone in his life. But he was this great, you know, business mind, according to them. That's how stupid it is. Because you have no one counterbalancing the left and the media liberal elite arguments. They just say it because they like him, because they want that to be, you know, they made him successful, even though he wasn't, because they can, because they had the biggest soapbox. And they got away with it for 8 years. It doesn't work. It was nonsense. People get it. The reasonable people of North Dakota get it. That's why they got to get out there in November and vote for Kevin Cramer in the Senate, vote for Kelly Armstrong in Congress, and make sure that those people can get to D.C. because my father can't do it all by himself. He can do a lot. He can do a lot more than most, but he can't do it alone.
Lightning round, two quick questions. One very important and one just fun. The important one, how deep is the state? How deep is the swamp? Is all of that absolutely real, and is it winnable? Is it realistic to think you could beat that?
I think it's 100% real. I mean, I see what they're putting him through. I see, you know, the New York Times op-ed yesterday. I mean, these are people that are just holdovers. They don't want someone from the outside to be successful, okay? Because that would encourage other people from the outside to go in there and be successful. That would take away their jobs. That would take away their buddies' contracts that making everyone in D.C. rich, okay? There's a reason all the zip codes around D.C. are the richest in the country. What do they create? Nothing. They literally don't do anything. They peddle influence. Okay? They don't want that to go away. So the swamp is very real. The deep state is very real. You need someone who's going to combat it, but you can't do it right away. The swamp also has teeth. Don't forget, they have a 60 to maybe longer year head start. They're entrenched. They're there. They're there in all forms of government, all forms of business, everything. So you need time. If my father gets another 4 years in 2020, which I think he will, you know, that 8 years, that's a long time. That's going to do a lot. That's going to get a lot of attrition in there. People are just going to leave. You know, we can change this country and get it on the right track permanently, but we need the time and we need the help. If you don't hold the House, let's say, in November, you'll have 2 years where literally nothing will get done. Now, that may actually bode well for us in 2020 because they will see that, wait a minute, we want the guy that's going to break things. We're going to want the guy that's going to break up the obstruction that you'll see from the left. So I think that may even bode well for us, but I don't want that because I don't want to lose 2 of 8 years of progress. Okay, we need to keep the progress going. We need to keep the winning going. We need to keep the jobs in this country. We need to keep employing people. We got to take care of our vets. We got to get our education system on track and not let all these things that have been held by the liberal elite that have failed the people of this country for decades, we can't let them win. So, guys, get out there in November. Stay motivated. Bring your friends and recognize that a lot depends on you. And North Dakota is going to be an important state for that. And just remember, you know, this is a state that most people avoided. They forgot about. They've done it. My father's holding true to his promise and making sure that he's representing all of the people of this country, not just the three people in D.C. that hold the power that are telling him what to do and the people in New York and Malibu that write the tickets for those other people. So, you know, they got to recognize that, and they got to show up in November.
Final question. North Dakota Petroleum Council has you coming on for the 2018 annual meeting, which is going to be a blast. You'll be here on Tuesday, the 25th of September in Fargo for the Petroleum Council. You know, the date, the 25th is, you miss pheasant hunting season by, like, you know, just a couple of weeks. I mean, October 7th it kicks off. So what do you think about coming back after your visit later this month to do a little hunting in North Dakota?
Well, listen, I'm always game for that. I mean, that's perhaps, you know, I'll be in Montana later in the season doing just that. You know, right now, my hunting consists of Senate seats and House seats. After November 6th, then I'll be back in the regular game. So I'll have to come back out.
All right, fantastic. We'll make sure Ron Ness has a great hunt plan, and we'll have some fun having you back. I know you've been here before because I saw your tweet with the North Dakota sign, which was kind of cool.
I was in eastern Montana. I was like, you know what? The only state I hadn't yet been to was North Dakota. I was like, we're driving like an hour out of our way just so I could go over there and do it. But I look forward to spending a little bit of time with you guys there on, you know, later this month.
Thanks, Don. Take care.
Thank you, Scott. Have a great day.
Boy, man, is that something, huh? I mean, that was 13 minutes of just nonstop. He's got all the energy of his dad and more, and incredible grasp of the North Dakota Senate race. Pretty amazing with Donald Trump Jr. We'll take a break, come back with more after this live. Donald Trump's
right
visit.
Back with more of What's on Your Mind after these messages.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Our rigs team is growing.
MBI Energy Services has immediate openings for experienced rig crews in western North Dakota. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 best place to work in the oil patch. MBI makes your safety their top priority, offers excellent pay, benefits, monthly housing allowance, training, and advanced opportunities. If you're an experienced floorhand, derrick hand, rig operator, or supervisor looking to grow your career with an established local company, visit MBIEnergyServices.com to apply today.
Hi, I'm Mark Wagner from India Estate Services, and I have been blown away by your response for my ads. So I have a brand new offer for the next 10 callers, and we'll make sure you keep your family farm land in the family, protected against the in-laws, outlaws, and nursing homes, and keeping your assets preserved against probate court and public record. I help families in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota protect, preserve, and pass on your estate, making a difficult transition easy. When that time comes, we'll make sure that we leave your assets to your loved ones on your terms and that you don't leave behind family fighting and hurt feelings. I have a special discount if you're one of my next 10 callers from this ad. Call or text me. That's Mark at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall next hour takes your questions on anything and everything. Today's a visit by the president for Congressman Cramer's campaign. So there is that. Or anything else you want to ask him today on the program, have at it for a full hour coming up in just a couple of minutes. Also, our chat with Harold Hamm in a few seconds. And I want to talk more about that Donald Trump interview with Kevin a little bit, because I honestly thought to myself, oh, we got another Bush family here going. You know, this guy's going to be president. I mean, I was very impressed. I really was. And I've seen Donald Trump. I've followed Donald Trump Jr., but I guess not to that extent. So I want to talk about that a little bit, too, and some of your texts talking about it, because they're getting a lot of great feedback on it as well. Our broadcast next week is coming to you from Big Iron. Really looking forward to that. Intelligent Ag, EyeSight RPV Services, Tommy Kenville Jr. and the team there, Ad Farm, North Dakota Farm Bureau, Dale Lease, Plains Ag, Haugen Sales and Leasing, D-Bar-V Bumpers, and Pifers. Yeah, Kevin Pifer and the team going to join us, and they have a really big month of great stuff going on. Check that out at pifers.com. So anyway, looking forward to Big Iron. We'll be there live. Now, let's chat with a friend about his friend, Donald Trump, who's visiting North Dakota today, the CEO of Continental Resources, Harold Hamm. Harold, how are you?
Oh, just fine, Scott. Good to be with you today.
You have been one busy man, but that's, I know how you roll. You're a busy guy all the time, but in addition to everything you're doing, obviously, for the oil and gas industry and Continental Resources, you also have been very active with President Trump and his efforts, America First, but also Congressman Kevin Cramer. So how do you feel things are going?
Well, I think it's going very good. It's I'm very excited about the Senate race in North Dakota. So that's going very well. And, you know, I thought it would. Kevin's going to be an excellent, excellent senator, and as he was representative. So, you know, I think that's gone very well. You know, I really like the situation that has evolved now with you know, NAFTA, you know, I guess you could call it the U.S.-Mexican treaty, and I feel like Canada will join in very quickly and make that a much fairer NAFTA than it's ever been. So that's really shaping up. You know, it takes a little longer maybe to work with China. Europe came around real quick on the tariff situation, so that's good. The president's making some tremendous, tremendous headways. You know, I listened to Larry Bossidy this morning on CNBC, and they asked him how he thought that America was doing right now, and he said he thought America was in a much better place than it's been for an awfully long time. I feel the same way. So I think we're, you know, things are shaping up. In energy, natural gas is real cheap, unfortunately, for Oklahoma. But fortunately for North Dakota and Oklahoma, oil prices have improved, and so our business is doing a whole lot better. And Continental is one of those companies, of course, that leads the way.
You mentioned, obviously, the president's success in renegotiating these trade agreements, and there have been a number of wins and obviously some others in the works. Hopefully China, which everybody thinks will be a little more longer term. What's the energy win in that? What, for instance, with Bakken, sweet Bakken crude, if do you see having, you know, a higher price? Or what are the benefits for American energy from these trade deals that we don't get, you know, the benefit of now?
Well, you know, I'm not sure that, you know, how much that we'll benefit from trade overall with energy. You know, the main thing there is getting American companies back to work and American workers back to work. So that's a real big issue here. And, you know, those workers drive our economy. Energy drives the economy here. And, of course, if our economy is running good, we've got demand, and that's good for our business. So it all ties together, and you know, it's a complex situation. But at the end of the day, when people are working, everything tends to work. So 4.2% GDP with things looking better, I think, and probably a higher GDP in the future. You know, the jobs report this morning was 163,000 new jobs created last month. So it's all those things add up, and it works very good for our business when people are working.
More Americans employed now than ever recorded in history. Manufacturing jobs growing at the fastest rate in more than three decades. coal exports up 60%, U.S. oil production hitting all-time highs, breakthrough trade deals, as you mentioned earlier, in the works, EU and the Mexico deal, median household income hitting the highest level ever, the GDP, as you mentioned, is just one thing after another. Yet, if I open the New York Times and listen to 99.9% of the media, it is a White House in chaos. It's terrible. It's awful. The president's reckless and out of control and everything else. You know him. You know how he operates. Why did they say that about him? What is it about what he does? Even though obviously the results are there, so I say, well, I don't care what he does, keeps doing this, it's great. But why are they saying that about him?
All right, so we're going to pause and keep you in suspense on his answer coming up next on What's on Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Tenney's Presidential Suites and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code BESTOFTHEWEST for a great stay, and we'll see you in Watford City.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with 2 kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny 2-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.